Some local school officials are raising concerns about proposed changes to Maine's special education laws. At a public hearing today in Augusta, they said the new rules could overwhelm their districts and may lead to conflicts with others. Robbie Feinberg has more.
The newly proposed rules from the State Department of Education would apply to special education. At Tuesday's hearing, many stakeholders expressed concerns around one specific regulation involving the screening of some students for special ed services in the spring before kindergarten. Currently, those students are referred to a state agency called Child Development Services, which conducts evaluations. But under the new rules, districts would be responsible for those assessments instead after April 1st of the school year. Officials worry that could overwhelm local staff, particularly in budget-strapped rural communities. Jill Adams is the executive director of the Maine Administrators of Services for Children with Disabilities.
But we do have concerns at this point that people have not budgeted for this, and also what that would say to parents.
The new rules come on the heels of a proposal last year to transition services for 3 to 5-year-old students with disabilities from the state to local school districts. A legislative committee rejected that proposal in April. Meanwhile, local officials are also worried about another rule that would affect children with disabilities who have been placed in residential facilities, such as group homes or therapeutic programs. Right now, they're considered residents of the school district in which the facility is located. But new state rules would make that student's home school district responsible for them. Kathy Hamblin, the director of special services for the Gorham School District, says that new system could prove unworkable. She cites the hypothetical example of what would happen if Gorham had to oversee a student at a facility a few hours away in Ellsworth.
And then I'm supposed to oversee their programming from 2.5 hours away. I don't understand how I'm able to ensure that they're getting correct programming. Plus, it's going to be difficult for me to go into that district and tell them what I think they should be doing because I don't know their programs.
And Hamlin worries that kind of scenario could wind up pitting school districts against each other as they try to determine how to best serve students. The Maine Department of Education did not respond to a request for comment. The deadline for public comments on the new rules is December 3rd. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.